You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North. Online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com for new and used bikes. Anyone can sell you a bike. It's the dealer that makes the difference. I-29 in Tiffany Springs or online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com.
Your teams, your town, your program.
Losing is tough, and I know we've lost here for a long time. And I know our fans are frustrated. I know they're impatient because they've been told time after time to be patient. And I do understand that. But I want you to know this is a different program.
You know what? I thought he did a heck of a job. He got the rust off. He had some huge runs. I know he was excited. He probably felt like at first day of starting on varsity as a little kid.
There's still skill over there. Those guys are NFL players that can certainly make us look bad. So we're not taking anybody for granted. We got a great deal of respect for the coaching staff that they have there, the players that they have. We're never going to disrespect anybody.
And now, insanely jealous because I'm by all the beer, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are, Petro, on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on what has turned into a pretty day, right? Like, you can't complain about that, can you? I mean, some sunshine, some blue skies. We haven't seen a lot of that lately. I'm actually excited.
I'm in my shorts.
As you should be, Curtis. As you should be. Why would you cover those legs? Let the world see what it is you're all about. I wholeheartedly support your efforts. Curtis is by the beer. In fact, you can get a couple of 12-packs of the Corona right now, two for $27. That's right, two for $27. You can also get the 12-ounce Modelo cans, two for $26. So take advantage of it. Right now, at your neighborhood hen house, 135th and Metcalf is where 1K Seabolt is. That's right. 135th and Metcalf. We'll give you a chance to win gift cards to Henhouse. We play Stump the Chumps coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. We've got a program picks before that where Jed continues to try to pencil whip me.
You updated the sheet. I printed, I thought, the good sheet. No?
I update. Well, let me see. I haven't even looked at whatever scribblings you've put out today. But when you set out the standings, you tried to hose me. I had a 5-0 week, and you tried to give me credit for just 4.
Yeah, absolutely. That was my own fault because I, when looking at the Oklahoma State game, was like, oh, well, they didn't cover, and Iowa State didn't win the game, so neither team won. Like, I don't know what happened. Anyone can insert pot joke there.
I do love that no matter what road we start down with, Jed, it all ends at weed.
Well, that's all where it started to begin with. That's kind of why.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know. Keep that in mind as we prepare. Now you got me up to 20-15. 20-15. Yes, that's right. I was at 500 before I went 5-0. Sad, but true. Sad, but true. Who is the big leader right now? Who's the big fat winner? Right now, it's Curtis, isn't it?
Yeah, Curtis for sure.
23-12 for K-Dog, 21-14 for Jed, 20-15 for me. However, I will tell you that the syndicate here, we are 18-90 to the good. That's not bad. Damn. You add all of us up. Curtis is plus $980, Jed plus $560, and I'm plus $350. How do we get that, you might ask? Making $100 wagers and figuring in for the 10% juice. That's how we get there. So I think we've done a decent job, right? If you could take your win percentage and lock it in right now for the year, are you good?
Yes, please.
Yes. I think I'm good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, absolutely. All right, we will. So anyway, we'll get to our program picks coming up here a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Like I said, we will play Stump the Chumps, your chance to win a gift card to Hen House where you can splurge on anything you want. Maybe just grab some dinner from the delicatessen tonight. We like to do that. The chicken fingers, might I recommend. Mashed potatoes and gravy, I would like to recommend that as well. Great choices there in the delicatessen, or if it's back at the meat counter or like Curtis said, he's right there by the Harry's Brewery. Grab it. Go grab you some brews. Make it happen. Specials on national and craft beers, like the specials I told you about the Coronas going on right now at Hen House. In the 4 o'clock hour, Blair Kirchhoff will be with us. A lot to talk to you. Heard Jeff Long in the open. We're going to play a little bit more of what Jeff Long had to say on Hawk Talk last night. We will get Blair Kirchhoff's thoughts on that. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, never to be outdone, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Jeff Passan as we put a bow on the baseball season. Odds that Jacob Turner will be brought up.
I don't know about Jacob Turner.
I did that one on purpose. Justin Turner. I've now had to talk about him so much, I've committed Justin as his first name. Odds Justin Turner comes up with Jeff Passan.
Hi.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's 1 to 10 in favor.
Okay, yeah, I think we'll start there since he was the guy reporting on the situation. So a lot coming your way here today in the program. Let's start with some Chiefs conversation. And, Curtis, I will begin with you, and that is the fact that we have you today went to ESPN. Just like you're like, okay, what kind of research project should I be working on? Let me get some ideas from ESPN. And when you went to the ESPN page, you found what?
I found nothing about the Chiefs. I found Packers. Are Packers and Cardinals really this good? McShay on Tua Tagovailoa, Big Ben and the Heisman winners, the AFC North, Brady, Gronk, Brady trades, Joe Burrow, scan down, went all the way to the very bottom of the page. Not one single word about the 6-1 defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs on ESPN's NFL page.
All right, so if you were looking for some Chiefs coverage on the main NFL page, of course, you can go to the page that Adam Teicher runs and find all kinds of Chiefs stuff. If you click on the Chiefs, go by team or by standings and click on Chiefs, you'll find plenty of stuff there. So it is there to be had. This is not a what the hell ESPN statement. In fact, it was so definitive, you counted the pictures that were on the page and found that there were how many pictures and what were some of the breakouts you had?
There are 78 pictures, none, of course, of the Chiefs. There are 12 of Tom Brady, TB12. That seems kind of ironic. There are 6 of the Carolina Panthers, 6 of the Dallas Cowboys. There were 6 teams of which there are no pictures, the Colts, Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs, Lions, and Saints. There are 4 pictures of the New York Jets, who are 0-7. But they're all over the place.
Right.
It's really phenomenal, the level to which the NFL is ignoring the Chiefs on the ESPN page.
Okay. All right, very good. And even then you went to, you clicked on one of the stories from Football Outsiders that ESPN runs. That was what the headline, it was all about the Bucs. The headline was all about the Bucs.
Yep. Why are the Buccaneers the NFL's best team, by a mile, written by Aaron Schatz, who has been on the program for Football Outsiders, in which he discusses DVOA through 7 games and ranks them historically against other teams. I think they have one of the 10 or 12 highest DVOAs through 7 games. They talked about the playoff odds simulation, expecting Tampa Bay, so they're the favorite for the NFC's 1 seed, 28% in those simulations, 33% to make it to the Super Bowl, 19% to win it all. So I click on the little page to see what the entire numbers are and find that, yes, the Buccaneers are second to win the Super Bowl behind the Chiefs, who have the highest percentage chance to win the 1 seed, highest percentage chance to go to the conference playoffs, highest to win it, and highest to win the Super Bowl. So even in an article that talks about how great the Buccaneers are, even in an all-time situation, but by a mile, it says in this article, you click on the article, Chiefs are better.
So here's the point, right? Everywhere you look, there's not really anything being written about the Chiefs. So we took this, and I went to other sites, and I found what I found on a lot of other sites were stories that were generalities about the NFL, oftentimes had a picture of Patrick Mahomes. It's clear that Patrick Mahomes is clickbait for NFL websites. So you slap up there like, oh, the odds to win it all. And or what are some of the best bets moving forward? And there's a Patrick Mahomes deal. And you click on it, and maybe there's one thing about Patrick Mahomes, or maybe there's none. And he's just the reason. He's just the photo to help entice you to click on the story to go read it. But then the story's about a lot of other things. It's the odds on something else or players to be traded or this or that. And Patrick Mahomes is the clickbait on it. I looked through a number of different things. But there's not a lot being written substance about the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, that's a tough one for me. I haven't even started drinking. I wait till 3 for that. There's nothing really being written. So now what's the point, right? Is it, I know what the reaction from some people would be is, this is ridiculous. Chiefs are defending champs. They're 6-1. You know, there should be all kinds of stories about the Chiefs. You know what I say? Wrong. You're wrong. No stories about the Chiefs is great. It's fantastic. Let me explain something to you. If you went to the Kansas City Stars website, and you look, do you know how many stories are written about me? None. You know how many are written about Curtis? None. You know how many are written about Jed? None. Because if you did write a story about any of us, you know what it'd say? It'd say, got up, went to work, did their job, went home. That story sucks. It's boring. Nobody wants to read that. It's not news. Right? Dog bites man. So what? That happens all the time. Man bites dog. Let's get some reporters over there. So what does it mean? There's no stories about the Chiefs. There's no stories about us. Now, Curtis robs a bank. There's going to be something. That's unexpected. You know, asking for a better rate on a loan. No, that's not a story. But Curtis robs a bank. Right? That would be unexpected. We know Curtis to be a teddy bear of a guy. And he's not going to go rob a bank. So there's no story written about that. You look around, and what do you have? The story, even though the Chiefs are the favorite in that Football Outsiders story, the what they see as a story is the Bucs. Best team in the NFL by a mile, which is a bad headline because clearly not the case when you dig down to their playoff odds, right? But that's what would get some clicks. The Bucs are clicks. Hey, we thought they might be good. We maybe even predicted that they would be good. But now we're finding out that they are good. We thought Tom Brady was done. We now know he's not done. That's a story. There's a reason to click on that stuff. The point is this. The Kansas City Chiefs, if we were to put it into the shoe, try to fit it into the scenario that I talked about for each of us, what was the expected scenario? The expected scenario for each of us as individuals is that we're going to get up, go to work, do our job, and go home, right? So if that happens, there's no news and there's nothing to write. The Chiefs are 6-1. I think playing as good a football as anybody. They've shown that they are, in my opinion, better than they were last year. They're certainly got a better record right now than they did this time last year. And so the good news is there's no story because the storylines, what storylines would you write about for the Chiefs right now if you were a national football writer? The best news I can give you is that 7 weeks in, everything is proceeding as planned. Everything is exactly how everyone thought it would be. Oh, there were some guys that tried to get crafty and pick the Ravens or pick the Saints or take a shot on the Seahawks or Packers or whoever it might have been, the Bucks, whoever it was. But for the most part, everybody agreed. The best team coming in, if you didn't pick the Chiefs, it's just you were saying it's hard to repeat, so I'm looking for another likely challenger that could get in there instead of the Chiefs. It's tough to go to the Super Bowl twice. If you didn't have the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you were just trying to swim upstream and come up with something different and maybe hit a lotto ticket and be able to brag about, yeah, I had the Browns winning the Super Bowl. Well, congratulations. But anybody with any sense knew that the strongest team coming into this year was the Kansas City Chiefs. And now there's nothing to write because they're the strongest team in the NFL. The best news is that there's no news about the Kansas City Chiefs. News about the Chiefs would be Chiefs 0-3 with Chad Henne trying to get their first win this week since Mahomes broke his leg. That's news. Okay? News about the Kansas City Chiefs would be, you know, key player arrested. Andy Reid quits over contract dispute. Brett Veach says, screw it, I'm out of here. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has only managed 1.6 yards per carry. Chris Jones, 0 sacks. Frank Clark hasn't played yet. Tyrann Mathieu, worst PFF grade of safeties. Those are stories because they're not expected, and none of them have happened. Chris Jones has been good, right? He's top 10 defensive tackle. The defense has continued to progress. Tyrann Mathieu has been Tyrann Mathieu. Patrick Mahomes is healthy and playing well, playing very well, as a matter of fact. Maybe not historically, statistically well, but he's playing extremely well. He's the number two QBR quarterback in the NFL. What's to write about that? There's nothing to write about that. It's what the hell we expected. This season, this team has become amazingly boring. Boring. Because they do what they're supposed to do. It's the best news you could possibly have as we get ready to go into November football, is that the Chiefs, there's nothing to write about them. They're exactly what everyone thought they were going to be. I'm thrilled. And, you know, you look around. Don't get bent out of shape because you're not getting a bunch of stories written about the Kansas City Chiefs. It's fine. We'll talk about the Chiefs. You could tune in here. We'll be talking about the Chiefs. It'll be by far the number one thing we discuss from here until whenever they're eliminated or win the Super Bowl. It's fine. This is the best news, right? You're not hearing much about Baltimore anymore, are you? Right? Baltimore. Oh, Baltimore. You know, they're the number one team. We've got Baltimore in the power rankings. They get by the Chiefs. Baltimore can't beat the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson can't throw it. Now they win some more games, and you know what? They're boring. There's nothing to write about them. Okay, it turns out, yeah, they are really good. Okay, fine. They're pretty much the second-best team in the NFL to the Chiefs. What we thought, it is, and now there's nothing to write about. That's thrilling. Thrilling. To be anonymous, to be a defending Super Bowl champion that's only lost one game and nobody's really saying much about you. And granted, the Jets are a story because they're 0-7. Like, people thought they would be bad, but when you haven't won, well, the only thing that would have changed this is if the Chiefs were undefeated. At 7-0 and being the defending Super Bowl champs, there would be wall-to-wall, can they go undefeated discussions, starting with the win after the Bills. That would have been... At 6-0, we'd be talking about that every single week, and it would be one of the stories on all the talking head shows on TV when regards to the NFL. That would have been it. But this is the best spot they could possibly be in. They did discuss it a little bit on ESPN, although it was almost forced to discuss the Chiefs. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's next here in the program.
The Program with Soren Petro.
There's a guy who hits his name Randy Arozarena. Every time he takes a swing, it is a thing, it's cosa buena. Running around the bases, he's as fast as a hyena. Arozarena. Aye!
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you as we make our way through a busy Thursday. Program picks coming up here shortly. Give you a chance here to hear a little bit of ESPN. We talked about it. That is a good thing that there's nothing to write about the Chiefs. They're supposed to be the best team or one of the best teams, and they are. So there really isn't any story on the Kansas City Chiefs. I say yay. That is a good sign. Damian Woody was on this morning. This is 14, Jed. He was on ESPN this morning, and Jay Williams asked Woody what he thought about the Steelers.
Let's go to the AFC for a second. Let's talk about an undefeated Steelers team. Is that why they don't get love? Because they're boring? We don't like boring teams. They don't have this sexiness that these other teams have, like the Bucks.
If the Steelers are boring, give me boring all day. I mean, listen, they got wide receivers galore. They got a quarterback that's been there, done that in Big Ben Roethlisberger, and they play defense. They play defense. So when I look at the teams, you know, who are the most well-rounded, you got to put the Steelers at the top right now.
The Steelers at the top. They're 6-0, right? I'm not going to scream and yell if you put the Steelers at the top. All right, they continue, right? They go forward. Let's go with 15 here. Then it's Zubin Mehenny and Damian Woody talking about the race for the MVP in the NFL.
We asked this question yesterday: Who is the NFL's MVP? We had the response overwhelmingly. More than half of our respondents said Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, if you're wondering, D. Wood, was down at 22%.
Can I throw Tom Brady in the mix?
You can. That's who he picked, right? Key you at Tom Brady.
Well, we put him in the conversation yesterday.
I put him in the conversation. Aaron Rodgers still.
In the conversation.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Brady's in the conversation.
I'm just throwing it up there. He's, because it's about where you finish. It's about finishing. And Key, you know this. We're about to get to November now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's always been Tom Brady and the Patriots' mantra? Let's start playing our best ball in November and December. Correct. So, listen, I picked Russell Wilson as the MVP this year. But I'm telling you what, if Tom Brady keeps playing like Tom Brady's been playing, you know, as of late,
yeah,
Tom Brady is going to be right there in the mix and possibly win this MVP at the age of 43.
D. Wood, how about Patrick Mahomes? Where do you have him in the conversation?
I got Patrick Mahomes as a winner. I mean, we saw last week. I think he threw, what, one touchdown? And they blew in a blowout? So, listen, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback in football. There's not a quarterback that I would take over Patrick Mahomes if I'm starting my team. He's just guiding the machine right now. He's the point guard of an all-star team right now.
I have no issues with anything, but I wanted to play that because they're talking about the MVP, and Damian Woody had to be prompted to put Patrick Mahomes' name into that mix. Mm-hmm. That, you know, to me is just amazing to think that, okay, we're talking about the best quarterback in football. And that's what he acknowledges later on, right? He gets to it and he says, oh, Patrick Mahomes is a winner. Well, so, but what? Winner not eligible for MVP? Like, right? Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to be in the discussion for MVP every year, which this takes us back to where I said I had LeBron James back when he mentioned 16% for an MVP vote. Yeah, because every year it's something different. Right, it's the same thing that chaps my ass about the Hall of Fame, and I bust Bob Glauber's chops every chance I get. Well, we can't put that guy in because this guy's got to go in first. No, if you do what you're supposed to do, and you vote for the guys that are Hall of Famers, the most deserving guy, even if that's a guy that's on his first ballot versus a guy that's been waiting for 3 years, then you're always going to get the best guy. And if you never get your name to the front of the list, then you weren't a Hall of Famer. That's how that works. Well, the MVP is almost a best player. Like, well, what do you consider? What is most valuable? Yeah, it's a tired discussion that's been had a million times, and it's not the one I'm looking to have here. My point is that we've all seen it a million times. Every year the MVP takes on something different. When Charles Barkley won the MVP over Michael Jordan, he wasn't better, and he didn't have a better season. People were just tired of giving it to Michael Jordan, and Barkley played Jordan-esque that year for the Phoenix Suns. Jordan-esque. And so he won the award, right? This year, Russell Wilson is putting up monster numbers, and he's never won it. And so there's a feeling, well, we're going to have to get Russell Wilson an MVP before we get out of here, or we're going to look like dopes as NFL writers if this guy smashes all these records, wins all these games, playoff games, Super Bowl, and at no point did we ever even give the guy a vote. So now there's a massive overcorrection for everybody to not only give him a vote, but give him all the votes to make him the MVP. It's fine. Tom Brady hasn't won every MVP, but who's the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League? For now, it's Tom Brady. And if Patrick Mahomes goes out and has what now is on pace for, like, I think it's a 4,200-yard season with about 35 or 6 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and then wins the Super Bowl, we'll all know that Patrick Mahomes was the MVP. We'll all know he's the guy that should have won that award. And his legacy will grow and grow and grow and grow. I just think it is, to me, it's a lot of fun to be the Patriots. It's a lot of fun to be the team that's supposed to be good and is good, is living up to every part of the equation that it's supposed to be. I mean, like, I'll pose it to you. Like, what stories aren't being written about the Chiefs on a national scale, right? Locally, you know, Nate Taylor and Adam Teicher and all those guys, you know, they're grinding away. Matt Derrick, they're writing stories on the Chiefs. But what on a national scale? What story is going on in Kansas City with the Chiefs that you're like, they're just flat out missing this? Like, this should be reported on because it's a really good story. It's important stuff, and it deals with the Kansas City Chiefs. Right? You can hit me up on Twitter if you want, at SorenPetro, S-O-R-E-N-P-E-T-R-O. The couple that come to my mind are, one, the evolution of Patrick Mahomes into Tom Brady. He's kind of having a reverse Brady-like career, or at least for what his career has been to this point, the early part of his career, in the sense that he came out setting records early and is now just managing the win. He's managing the games. He's a game manager. That pisses some people off. I hope it doesn't piss Patrick Mahomes off, because I think it's an important part of the equation. Yeah, he probably was a little bit too much gunslinger early on, just a little bit. But 5,050, it was necessary. They couldn't stop anybody. He had to be that kind of guy, and he was that guy. And this is what I said last week, and I'll stand by it. That's still there. If for whatever reason they take on some water on defense, they have some injuries, and they start getting blown out, Patrick Mahomes can go get that. He can drop back 50 times. He can throw for 500 yards. He can throw 6 touchdowns. That's there if the Chiefs need it. But to this point, they haven't. So he's managed the game, which is kind of the reverse of Tom Brady. Tom Brady early on was parts of great teams, particularly his second and third Super Bowls, and he managed the game. Later on, as he started taking up more of the salary cap, even though maybe wasn't the biggest chunk for as some other quarterbacks were. But when he started costing more, he had to do more, and he was then able to do it, ultimately later in his career, having one of those great statistical years, the record-setting year when he threw for 50 touchdowns. He did that. He was able to get that done. Right? Mahomes is just kind of working in the reverse. Now you're seeing his game management skills. They made this team even better this year. Teams are now playing scared. They're playing not to get blown out, which is requiring him to just manage the game and manage the offense, and he's doing exactly that. That, to me, is a story that could be written about. The other one is Travis Kelce is not getting enough love. Travis Kelce, there's more to write about Travis Kelce as far as I'm concerned. First tight end ever with 4 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons and barreling towards his 5th. I mean, I think it might be time, you know, I guess because as long as Gronk's around, there's always going to be kind of the two of them together, although I think everyone agrees he's better than Gronk. And now maybe it's Kelce or Kittle conversations, but Kelsey's putting enough of a career together. Like, Kelce is one of the great tight ends of all time, and start showing some of the things he's done, to me, is a story that's worth writing. 913-3810-810. We need a contestant to pick games. We got our buddy Fat Jack coming in, our program picks. If you can outpick me, you'll get a gift card to Hen House. Didn't happen last week because I went 5-0. But you can grab a line right now if you want to play the program picks. 913-3810-810. Fat Jack is next.
The program with Soren Petro.
I'm out.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Kenton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
Doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl says the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
All week.
It's the program picks with Fat Jack.
Yes, indeed. We're going to play for a gift card to Hen House. Curtis Siebold at Hen House right now, 6900 West 135th Street. That is one of my home hen houses. It's where my whole family got our flu shots. That's right, Hen House. There are 5 locations with the pharmacies. Have the flu shots. Make sure you get that. You don't need to be messing around with that right now. What more could you want when in one spot you can take home dinner, grab you some ribeyes, some Coronas, and you know, call it a day. Like, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? Doesn't
no.
It just no absolutely
it's
not
the best.
Absolutely not. Go by and check it out right now. You want to make some chili? It's chili weather. Fresh 93% lean ground beef. They grind it fresh several times each day. Just $3.99 a pound. I mentioned those ribeye steaks. 12-ounce boneless ribeyes, $10 each, or $12.99 a pound. And, of course, a great seafood selection like the Atlantic salmon portions. It's where we get our salmon. My wife has a great, like, I don't know, kind of a sweet salmon recipe. Fantastic. The fish there, fantastic. Check it out. 6 ounces, just $5 each at your neighborhood hen house. All right, we have our contestant. We will get to Mark here in a minute. First, let's introduce our buddy, Fat Jack from FatJackSports.com. He joins us on our T-Mobile guest line. Fat Jack, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Yeah, you got to love one-stop shopping at the hen house. I mean, you get your flu shot and get dinner. That's a great place to go. And then one-stop shopping at FatJackSports.com. We, you know, it's been interesting. We were swept the board Monday, and so we won side and total with the Rams and the under. Sunday kind of capsulizes our season. Last Sunday, our two wins were Green Bay and Kansas City that both combined won by like 35 points. We had a loss to Jacksonville that gave up a scoop and score and then fumbled the kickoff when they got it back and ended up, instead of being up 6, down 10 and didn't cover. And then we had a push with the Cleveland Browns that missed an extra point with 11 seconds to play. So instead of going 4-0 or 3-1, we go 2-1-1 on Sunday. Again, we had a bad Saturday overall, but the week was not horrible. Overall, the season's been up and down, but every single thing is posted and documented at FatJackSports.com. And what you'll also see if you go there are graphs for the previous years. We typically have a 10-0, 11-1, that type of run, at least one of those weeks coming up over the next two or three. And as I said, we're 2-0 going into tonight's game. I think tonight's an easy winner. So great time to go to FatJackSports.com. Everything through Monday, only $169, or through the end of November, including the first week of college basketball, only $569. So great time to get signed up and a big, big weekend coming up.
All right, we have our contestant. Mark is going to play with us. Mark, how are you, buddy? Okay. Oh. All right. We'll see how that works. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Yeah, you were probably talking. Jed was probably talking to somebody else and didn't have you punched up. Did I get it right, Jed?
You did not. Right? You did not. Damn. I was slow on the trigger to get over and punch him up and pot him up.
Yeah, no worries. Mark, you understand how it works. You've got to beat me. We've got five games, all the locals, and then the best TV games that we add to it. If you can beat me against the spread, you're going to get a gift card to Hen House.
But didn't you go 5-0 last week?
I did, so I am due to just absolutely gas pipe it this week.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. Thanks.
Yeah, I am not the kind of guy who gets red hot and goes. I'm not Fat Jack. All right. There's usually not an 11-1 coming right about now for me. So I will tell you that's a good thing for you. We got five games. Florida's a 13-point favorite at home against Missouri. West Virginia, a 3.5-point favorite at home against K-State. Iowa State is only giving 28.5. In Lawrence to the Kansas Jayhawks. More on the Jayhawks later today. The Chiefs, 19.5-point favorites at home against the Jets. And then the Steelers and Ravens. The Ravens are laying 3.5 at home to the undefeated Steelers. We'll start with the Gators, minus 13 against the Missouri Tigers. Mark, what say you?
Well, I'm going to go with the Tigers because I think they're on a roll.
All right, I'll take that.
They won the last two, and Florida's been off for 2 weeks. So,
well, you're not going to make any money there because I'm on Mizzou as well. I'm a big Drinkwitz fan. I've been playing the Tigers every week. It's taken me out to 3-1 on Mizzou. I don't think that the odds makers have caught up. I think Drinkwitz can really coach, and now that they've settled on a quarterback, I think they're in a good spot. Florida, I do like Dan Mullen a lot. This one might blow up in my face because usually I'm looking to get on Dan Mullen's side, but I might just be pissed with his stupid comments from yesterday. But anyway, I'm still taking the Tigers and the 13. Jedro?
I'm on the Tigers as well. Florida's in a situation, like Mark had said, they've been off for 2 weeks, plus they have Georgia next week, so possible look-ahead situation. Give me the Tigers.
All right, Curtis.
I thought Missouri would take a step back this past week, and if anything, they took a step forward. First road game of the month, good opponent. I think the step back might be this week. I'll take the Gators.
He's on Florida. He's laying the 13. Fat Jack, what do you think?
I think that's one of the more well-rounded breakdowns we've received from Jed in a long time. that look ahead is exactly right. He was thorough. He was confident in everything he said. And, you know, gave us some reasons to believe that he's looked into it. I tell you this is going to be a battle of styles. Missouri's gone under their last five on the road. Florida's gone over their last five games overall. They're doing it with offense and an okay defense. It's going to be a matter of execution for Missouri for sure. Can they stay ahead of the chains, win time of possession, those type of things? Obviously, don't turn the ball over. The rust that Florida may have gotten over the last couple of weeks, that's the big X factor here. I lean toward Florida. I don't love the game, but I'll go ahead and lay just a few points and play Missouri. Or play, okay. Play Florida, sorry.
Play Florida, okay. Lean towards Florida. All right, next game, Mark. You're looking at West Virginia laying 3.5 to the K-State Wildcats. The game is in Morgantown.
I just can't. It's got to be K-State. There's just no way West Virginia can pull this one out. They just don't have it, I don't think.
Okay. Jed?
As much as I like the Wildcats going on the road to Morgantown, weird place to go. Plus, K-State has Okie State next week. I don't love it, but give me the Mountaineers.
Okay. Curtis?
Cats continue to win, and they continue to cover, especially as a dog where they are 3-0. I'll take them again, Cats.
That's the what's going to get me. If they were laying some points up in West Virginia, I'd be on West Virginia. But the fact that they are getting points, they just continue to be, you know, Andy Reid-esque. Chris Klieman outperforms his yards like it's nobody's business. That's just a sign that this guy can flat-out coach. Give me the K-State Wildcats. If I can get points and Klieman, I'll take it. I'll take the Cats. Fat Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, it sure seems like they're almost taunting you to play K-State. I mean, West Virginia, not good offensively. They're totally split since Dana Holgerson's days. Don't score a lot of points. That plays right into K-State's hands. K-State 5-0 against their spread the last five road games. They go on the road. They get it done better than what the market perceives they're going to do. I think the public will be leaning toward K-State. They are right now, although this is not a sharp play either way. It's just a little more general public money liking K-State with some value getting those points. So I don't like lining up with the public. So just, again, a lean toward West Virginia. But, again, this obviously one that K-State could go up there and win by a touchdown or more, and I wouldn't be totally surprised either. So because they typically perform well on the road. But I'll just lean toward West Virginia in that one.
Suffice it to say, I don't think we've uncovered some of the releases that are coming up this week just so
yet,
far. All right, next up, Iowa State, minus 28.5 in Lawrence. Mark, what say you?
That's easy. You couldn't give me enough points. It has to be Iowa State who's going to win.
Okay. Curtis?
I'll take the over. Oh, and Iowa State.
I am not going anywhere near Kansas. When the athletic director is going on the show, the radio show, and talking about patience, that's not a promising sign for any game remaining on the schedule. I'm not saying, and we'll get to that more of that later, I'm not saying I disagree with anything that Jeff Long had to say, but I'm just saying it is not, you know, the vote of confidence speech is not generally followed by the big upset win. So I'm going to take Iowa State and lay the points. Jed?
This was the easiest game of the week, Iowa State.
All right, across the board, we're on the Cyclones. Do you have enough hair on your ass, Fat Jack, to take the Kansas Jayhawks?
I did last week, and it got burned off. I mean, I took them 2 weeks ago and looked like a real Kansas king. Jayhawk fans were going to throw a parade for me. Then last week, it turned, and everything went bare. So I can't go twice. But I think Kansas will cover one more game this year, maybe two. But I don't know when it's going to be. And this is a possibility because Iowa State does not score a ton of points on the road. But Kansas, as you said, I'll tell you what COVID has done. It's bought guys like Les Miles a little more time because there are a ton of reasons to make excuses this year. But this team looks like a dumpster fire. I don't know what he's saying pregame to get anybody fired up. So Iowa State against Kansas, still further notice. I may get a feeling when my hair grows back on my you-know-what to go ahead and get after him again. In the meantime, we're going to stay away.
Got burn off. I love it. All right, Mark. Chiefs laying 19.5 there at Arrowhead, taking on JETS. Trash, trash, trash.
It's you know, since the Chiefs are the second best team in the NFL, there's just no way that they could not win this game. The Jets are just horrible. They're horrible.
So where are you going?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
He's going with the Chiefs. Okay, just to make sure. All right. I don't know what to do. I mean, I was just begging this game to get to 20, and I would jump on the Jets. Listen, I don't know that I could actually bring myself to do this at a betting window. But the number gets this high. I heard a stat. In fact, my buddy Cofield told me 17.5 point favorites or better are 8-2 in the last 10. But as we know, Curtis, 20 points or better, which this one is not, 20 points or better, it's 13-0 outright, but only 3-10 against the number. So this is right in between those two trends. I'm going to take the Chiefs because I say KC or don't play it. And I'll go before you, Mark, so you can get on the other side. We'll have a game that's different because right now me and you are all on the same side. But give me the Chiefs on this one. Jed?
I struggled with this one for a very long time. I don't love this, and I'm going to look a fool when the Chiefs win by 40. Give me the Jets somehow.
I can see some kind of, you know, clunky 27-13 final or something like that. Curtis?
I will offer no analysis of this game because there is no area of game analysis that could inform my pick. I'll never give 19 points in an NFL game. Jets.
Okay, there it is. What do you think, Fat Jack?
Yeah, I like the Jets to get their first cover of the year against Buffalo, and I released Kansas City, and they, as you know, won big. How the Jets cover this is they typically play pretty good defense on the road, and I don't know how Kansas City gets fired up for this game, so I could see them coasting in and winning by 17. 4-1, four of the last five Jets games overall have gone under, and five of the last seven in this series have gone under. So when you're talking about laying almost three touchdowns, you got to get that total. You got to score, or the Jets' back door will be wide open. So just a lean toward the Jets. I think that they definitely could cover it. You're never getting value playing the Chiefs, and at this type of number, you're always going to get some value because the general public can't walk up and play the Jets even more than they can go up and say, hey, I'll lay the 19.5 and play the Chiefs. So I'll lean toward the Jets plus the points.
All right, and we'll leave Mark for after me. Let's go first on this one to Jed. We've got the Ravens -3.5 at home against the Steelers.
I like the Steelers. I think it's going to be a close game, but give me the Steelers on the road.
He's going to take the Steelers. Cletus.
I have a tendency to lean toward the trends on teams a little more than I should, so for this one, I will do the same. Ravens 1-3 against the number, the last four, Steelers 4-0, Pittsburgh.
He's going to take Pittsburgh. All right, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens -3.5. I think this is the time. I think everybody's going to be on the Steelers. One thing I don't like is undefeated teams die hard, right? When you get out to a pronounce, like you're going to get everything, but it's a divisional game. You're going to get that anyway. The fact that it's at 3.5, and I thought I saw 4 yesterday, says to me that there's some confidence on the Vegas side. So I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens. Mark, here's what I'm going to do. You can have the Steelers and be opposite, or I'll let you change any of the other ones just to make sure you got a game that's different so you got a shot at the gift card.
No, I'm definitely taking the Steelers because I think they are the best team in the NFL right now. They're undefeated, right. And they got it rolling. They got they have things going. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I won't argue with that. I won't argue with that. All right, hold on. We're going to get some information from Mark. Three of them on the Steelers. I'm the only guy on the Ravens. Am I on the right island?
No, you just saved the gift certificate, I think. You're right. But Ravens are the right side here. Hallbar's really, really impressive off extra time. Anytime you give him extra time to prepare, they're 10-2 over their last 12 straight up, 9-3 against the spread off a bye or even a little extra time. Last year, it came in this very similar spot. They were 3.5-point underdog to New England and beat them straight up. He's really, really good when you give him extra time. And Pittsburgh just came off a gut-wrenching win against Tennessee. If they had a field goal kicker, they might still be playing. So I think Baltimore's the right side here. They're also 17-2 straight up, their last 19 overall. I like Baltimore in that one for sure. The key is, guys, getting consistent winning selections, though. And tonight we have a play going. We're going to have plays going tomorrow, a big Saturday and Sunday. We were 2-0, swept the board on Monday. So we're off to a really, really good start this week. Go to FatJackSports.com. Get everything. This is a great time to get signed up because you go through November, you get a ton of stuff for free. $5.99 gets you everything, or $5.69 through the end of November. You get Breeders' Cup for free. We hit the Preakness at 11-1 shot. We hit the Exacta in the Preakness and the Belmont. You get all the Breeders' Cup for free. You get the Masters for free. And you get the first week of college basketball for free, which starts at the end of November. You can get the weekend for $169 or save a ton of money on those longer packages. Go to FatJackSports.com. Sign up today and get winning selections. Text your cell phone or email to you and win betting the games against the spread.
Fat Jack, you're the man, buddy. We appreciate it. Stay healthy. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week. See you soon.
He's the best. FatJackSports.com. Check it out. Everything documented. It's at FatJackSports.com. We will take a break. Another chance for you to win a great gift card from Hen House, where you can get back and check out the great meat counter. All you got to do is stump the chumps. It's coming up next.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, four Jets quarterbacks have won a game at Arrowhead. Who was the last to do it? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.